U.S. employers added 164,000 jobs in April. Bankrate.com's Mark Hamrick says that's a modest increase.
The economy remains on track. It's not going off the rails, but it's also not as robust as had been hoped or perhaps even promised. And there are a number of rising uncertainties, not the least of which are related to trade tensions, in some cases resulting in higher prices or reduced access to markets.
The Labor Department's latest jobs report also shows there was no significant bump in pay in most industries. Hamrick calls April's wage growth truly lackluster.
Less than stellar, having basically been promised that we'd be seeing a more substantial and sustained pickup in pay because of the tax cut. So average hourly earnings are up 2.6% over the past year. In past recoveries, we would have expected to see that hit 3% or better.
The Labor Department says the unemployment rate fell to 3.9% in April after holding at 4.1% for the previous 6 months. Many economists say unemployment's now so low, wage growth should begin to climb this summer, since employers will face more pressure to boost pay in order to hire workers. For the AP, I'm Jennifer O'Neill with Rivet.